It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. Amid the cold and the snow, Colorado high schools are finishing up their football season. State finals are right around the corner for all divisions, and months and years of work are coming down to single games. In Division 1A, the Paonia Eagles beat Resurrection Christian High School out of Loveland to advance to the state finals. They'll be the defending champions and will face the same team they saw last year at the finals, Buena Vista. That game will be held Saturday in the Paonia Town Park, kickoff at 1 p.m. The Montrose Indians had a tough loss this past weekend in the 4A quarterfinals, and Broomfield School eked out a 24-20 win late in the game. Montrose finishes the season with a 10-2 record. With climate change moving more and more to the forefront of communities' minds, many governments are setting goals for themselves to reduce their impact. As KVNF's Jake Ryan reports, though, setting a goal and getting there are two different things.
4 years ago, Telluride, Mountain Village, and San Miguel County all looked at their greenhouse gas emissions and set the goal of reducing them by 20% by the year 2020. Those governments formed Eco Action Partners. They calculate and track the emissions for the area. This is their executive director, Heather Rommel.
Unfortunately, our greenhouse gas emissions are continuing to rise. And what we see is it's in line directly with increasing population and visitors. So our full-time residents as well as our visitors definitely play a factor. And then also weather plays a factor. When we have cold and high snowfall years, the greenhouse gas emissions are higher.
Heather attributes a lot of the rise to the increase in activity in Telluride and Mountain Village and says that the snowmelt systems and hot tubs attached to wealthier properties can add a lot of extra electrical use. With greenhouse emissions increasing despite programs and efforts to put them in decline, she says it can be discouraging.
Climate change is terrifying, and people feel powerless. And I feel like our organization really is charged with doing something about it, but we have limited ability and power to do it. When we were formed, the organization was not asked to be political, and so we weren't asked to create legislation or those things that really are what can affect our greenhouse gas emissions. And so we are trying to relook at that and come up with the way we can lead the charge, but it's absolutely the community that has to embrace it.
Heather says she is still hopeful for 2020, and with everyone's effort, they can still meet that goal. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Open enrollment for Connect for Health Colorado, the state's health insurance marketplace, has started. KVNF's Laura Pomisano speaks with Linda Gann, the Western Slope Outreach Manager for Connect for Health.
Open enrollment for the Colorado Health Exchange began on Saturday. Can you tell me about what that means?
What that means is all Coloradans who do not have access to employer-based health insurance, they're not 65, so they're not on Medicare, they make more money than Medicaid, can enroll in health insurance for 2015.
And how long does this open enrollment period last?
Open enrollment this year will go from November 15th through February 15th. But it's important for Coloradans to know that if they want their coverage to begin on January 1st of 2015, they need to enroll, select a plan, and conclude the process by December 15th.
Connect for Health Colorado launched in 2013, and its first enrollment period was around that time. This year is the first year the exchange has provided insurance. What is new with Connect for Health Colorado, and what will be different this enrollment period?
In 2014, we had 150,000 customers. What we're doing right now is renewing those customers and making sure that they're happy with the plan that they have. Plan costs have changed dramatically over the year. Some plans have gone down by as much as 25%. Some plans have gone up. So it's real important that our current customers understand that there are many different options out there. We have certified brokers in the North Fork region, so we're busy doing that, but also new customers, customers that perhaps did not enroll last year, they have an opportunity now to enroll.
So, Linda, we serve 8 counties. We're not just North Fork. Can you talk to me about how someone in San Miguel County or Ouray County could go and talk to a navigator and find out about coverage?
We have in-person, no-cost assistance across the state. The best way for people in your broad region to find a person in their community is to go to our website, which is connectforhealthco.com. And right there on our landing page, there's a button that says Find Local Assistance. They'll type in the zip code, and they can then see who's available in their zip code. They can do a range within 25 miles or 50 miles, and they can see agencies or brokers in within their region that they can call.
How is Colorado's exchange different from the federal exchange?
We were never, ever part of the federal healthcare.gov. Colorado took on, in a very bipartisan way, the hard work of building our own exchange or marketplace. So we are totally separate, and we've continued to upgrade our technology. We continue to train local in-person assisters. We know the value of that. So we've done a lot of training with local agencies, Hilltop, Health Access, Tri-County Health Network in Telluride, Volunteers of America in Montrose and Delta, or just a few of them in your listening area.
All right. Thank you for your time, Linda.
Thank you for the call, Laura.
That was KVNF's Laura Palmisano. Winter travel is in full swing. Kebler Pass and Independence Pass are both closed for the season. The snow caused accidents on highways all across the state over the weekend, and you can find out travel information at cotrip.org. Yesterday, members of about a dozen environmental groups rallied outside the Denver office of Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. They are urging him to vote against the Keystone XL pipeline proposal. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The Keystone Pipeline project has been in limbo for years. It's expected to pass the U.S. Senate, meaning the final decision will rest with President Barack Obama. Shane Cumming is a member of the Sierra Club.
And I believe the tar sands are wrong, wrong, wrong. I think they're just there for the money for those who will benefit from it. But for the rest of us, it just means poor air quality, sadly, probably water contamination.
Colorado's Democratic senators are split on the proposal. In the past, Bennett has voted in favor of it, but Senator Mark Udall, who recently lost his re-election bid, voted against it. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
We have a correction. Yesterday, we reported the fatality in Weld County as the first since 2012. There was actually a fatality near Parachute last month that is still under investigation. In Colorado, there have been at least 19 deaths related to oil and gas rigs in the past 10 years. Up next, Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.